Hi, this is Dr. Nandini Nelivigi, a senior consultant orthodontist, director Nelivigi Dental Clinic, Belandur, Bangalore. Today, let us talk about dental emergencies. Tooth pain might be quite intolerable as the tooth is embedded in bone and there is no easy escape for the infection. However, there are not many situations requiring dental emergency care. Hence, it is wise to be aware of the times and what to do in such situations. 1. Avulsed tooth. Injury that happens to the tooth when the tooth is expelled out of its socket can happen in many sport-related injuries or accidents. When a tooth comes out of its socket, do not panic. You are required to pick the tooth by its crown. Do not touch the root area. Lightly rinse the tooth in fresh water in a bowl. Do not use the tap or running water. Place the tooth back in its socket the right way. If not, carry the tooth under your tongue or a bowl of cold milk. It would be wise to reach a dentist at the earliest, since the prognosis of re-implantation will be good when the procedure is done within 30 minutes of the injury. 2. Severe tooth pain. This usually is a consequence of dental decay. When the decay gets very deep and reaches the pulp or the vital part of the tooth, severe pain begins. In case the pain begins at night hours, then you can apply some clove oil. Clove oil contains a chemical called eugenol, which is a surface anesthetic and antiseptic. You can also pop in a painkiller. Take a dental appointment the immediate next day and meet the dentist. In case of an abscess, the tooth may require something called root canal treatment. RCT will help you save the tooth. 3. Root fracture involving the pulp. An untoward excessive force falling on a tooth may fracture it. Like trying to open the cap of a bottle with your teeth, or a small pebble in food, or an accident or hit or fall, anything like that. Give a good cold compress. Do not eat anything hot and hard. You can also take a painkiller. Consult your dentist at the earliest. When depending on the kind of injury, various treatments like root canal treatment or extraction may be suggested. 4. TMJ dislocation. Temporomandibular joint or the joint of the lower jaw with the cranium is a joint which may dislocate like any other joint in the body. Especially for people who have less tonicity of the masticatory muscles, this becomes a chronic problem. Dislocation of TMJ may happen as you yawn with your mouth open too wide and you will not be able to close your mouth. In case such a thing happens, you need to go to the emergency room or meet a doctor to get it fixed. The earlier the better. If not, the muscles may go into spasm. 5. Orthodontic emergencies. Although all your wires and brackets will be taken care by your orthodontist at the ortho visit, there might be situations when the wire becomes pricky and bothersome. You can apply orthodontic wax or a chewing gum and stick it on that, on the pricky part of the wire, and it can be useful. If a bracket comes loose, then please carry it with you when you meet your orthodontist. 6. Cellulitis due to dental infection. Sometimes, dental infections with an abscess in the periapical area, if not attended to, can spread to the facial spaces and areas around, causing cellulitis. There will be diffuse, tense, and painful swelling in the face. The infection in the lower jaw can cause periorbital, that is around the eye, swelling, and infection of the lower jaw can cause airway blockage in several situations. A regional lymphadenopathy will also be noted. Patient may have associated fever. Extraction of the tooth and IV antibiotic therapy may be required. If left unattended, the situation may even turn fatal. 7. Pericoronitis. As the wisdom tooth starts erupting, the gum tissue covering the tooth may be inflamed and swollen. Patient may feel that he is biting on the gums because of the swelling. Restricted mouth opening or pain radiating to the neck and temporal area may be seen. In such a situation, it is required that you meet the dentist. If you need, the pericoronal flap may be excised or the tooth surgically removed and you may be put on antibiotic course. In all of the situations, it is required that you meet the dentist at the earliest and do what you're instructed so that you continue to have a healthy and happier smile all through. To know more about dental health, stay tuned to my channel for my next episode. Thank you.